Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries. And if you're tuning in, this is Elijah Boot Camp School of the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for each and every one of you. And man, what a thing God has really, really been doing in these past, it might have been maybe 5, 6, 7 weeks. I got to go back and really take inventory because we've just been going. And if you've been watching, I pray you're being blessed. Pray you're being changed. It's not really, really a paper-heavy school. You're going to get some assignments after a while. But this whole school is really about feeding your spirit. This is about enriching your spirit. And these are just spiritual vitamins that God is having me to give you. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in from all parts of the world. How you doing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know you all know what hallelujah means. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But today, really want you to join me, and my spirit really is in a different place ever since we left the spirit of revelation. That's what our lesson was last week, and coming back today, body's been through a couple of transitions over the weekend, but I thank the Lord. I've been ripping and running and doing some other things, but God is good, and God is faithful, okay? Well, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles. We're going to pray before we get started, but I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation. And we're going to start at chapter 1. Now, if you remember last week, we went over the spirit of revelation and what revelation is. And then what self-revelation is. But then we really have to dig deeper into, and God really had to help me to dig deeper when he brought this to me about the Isle of Patmos. The Isle of Patmos. The Isle of Patmos. John on the Isle of Patmos. You're going to learn some things today that I know is going to really, really bless you. But let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for the blood. We thank you, God, for your spirit. Holy Spirit, I thank you, God, for breathing new life, God, into all of us as you speak a new and a fresh word. I thank you right now, God, that Satan is bound, rebuked, and cast out of everything, God, of everybody and out of every situation around us, God, and that you get total victory right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, and I speak the blessings of God over your people, God. I speak, God, they would begin to hear, even now with prophetic ears, God, and with keen insight into what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto your people. Father God, open this word up to us so that we can hear, see, and understand, realize, and comprehend what you want us to, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. I thank you, God, for even the angels guarding this word, God. This is a clarion call word. This is a trumpeting word. This is a call. And I thank you, Lord God. This is a call to the heavenly place. This is a call to our Isle of Patmos. This is a call to the spirit of revelation. This is a call to come up here so that we can see and hear and know what is going to take place in the future. I give you praise, honor, and glory for it. God, when we finish, God, let them know that it wasn't me talking, but it was an almighty God. I give you praise, glory, and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I want you to, again, go with me in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 1. Now, last week we went over what is the spirit of revelation? And I think we began to define really that, you know, revelation is not just something hidden that all of a sudden becomes revealed, but revelation is God actually taking off his suit jacket. It's you guys know, so I'm wearing a suit today. You know, yeah, I look all right when I can. Praise God. But thanks be to Jesus. I am who I am and what I am by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. You guys know I'm just real. I gotta slip some humor in there. But really, the spirit of revelation is God unclothing and disclosing his self, his nature. And I think every time I say that, I look at people's face and they go, okay, yeah, And I'm like, you don't understand what I'm saying to you. Because if you did, then you would understand that you have a God walking around you 24/7 who does not hide secrets, who does not hide thoughts, who does not hide anointing, who does not hide prophecies, who does not hide dreams, who does not hide what other folks saying, what other folks are praying against you, praying for you. You have El Apocrypha on your side. You have He who reveals all on you. You don't have a God on your side that is like this. Well, I'm going to give it, you know, at one at a time. I'm going to give you as much as you can handle at a time. And no, you have a God that is walking around naked in your house. That's how comfortable God is walking around you. That's the spirit of revelation. Being able to see the face of God. You know, Moses saw his back and wrote the past, but John saw his face and wrote the future. And God has a lot of you guys seeing God's face so you can write the future in your church, in your ministry, hallelujah, in your life, in your marriage, in your business. God has future for you. He has destiny for you. Hallelujah. But we got to take a trip. See, in order to really grasp this, and God gave me the threefold or the triune phase of this. He said, first of all, you got to download in them what is the spirit of revelation. Then you have to download to them what is the Isle of Patmos. And then you got to go next to the throne room experience. And we're going to do the throne room experience next week. But you can't get to the throne room experience without the Isle of Patmos. And many of you, I got to flow in the spirit. The Isle of Patmos was not just we're going to get into the historical facts of it. But the Isle of Patmos was not just some island that they just sat John out on. If you knew the testimony of this man and the survival in the spirit that kicked in when they could not kill him. We're going to learn some stuff today. But many of you, you're apostolic, you're prophetic. You know, you have a mighty, mighty, mighty drive in the spirit and mighty anointings, and you're thriving in the anointing. And God let me know tonight that the remnant is a lot of us are made up of those foundational gifts of apostles and prophets and, you know, evangelists, some pastors and teachers. But the thing is that a lot of us, there's not a lot of people that are carrying a true, and what I mean true, I mean truly authentic, apostolic, and prophetic anointing. I didn't say apostolic, and I didn't say prophetic. I can't stand y'all words have meaning. And those of you guys who know that I train you, you know, all of y'all know that I train you, and my sons and daughters out there, and my armor bearers, y'all know I'm a stickler about words and what they mean and how you say it and all that, because they have meaning. And if you're going to say something, know what you're talking about and know what you're saying to get it across, okay? So it's not apostolic and prophetic, it's the apostolic and the prophetic. And you have to understand that these are moves of God. They are breathed by the Spirit of God. That the foundation of the church rests on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. So without the apostles and prophets, sorry, but according to Ephesians chapter 12, you don't have no foundation. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, you don't have no foundation. And you can read 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. Oh, that ain't nothing but the devil. Y'all know these crazy cricket phones be starting and stopping. Praise God. But thank the Lord. But what's so funny is that there's not a lot of us out there that is breathing and preaching an end time word. An end time word. What is God saying? What is God doing? Not just what do I feel God saying? What do I feel God doing based on my circumstance? But what is God doing? Whether God does anything else for me, what is the Lord doing? What is He saying? And there's not, I mean, He revealed that to me today. He said, Conrad, there's not a whole lot of y'all. There's not a whole lot of true apostolic and prophetic ministries that are driving forth. Because if there were, we'd see more signs, we'd see more wonders, we'd see more miracles. And I don't mean just an outbreak of gifts. I mean an outbreak of anointings. And when you're anointed, you are held captive by your anointing. You're held captive by your ephod. That means you cannot. You can't do everything you want to do. And then when you try, you convict it as all get out. Because you know God is using you to set the captive free. Okay? So we're going to come back to clip two and really dig into this. Because when I found out that the Isle of Patmos was the place of killing the place of my killing, that's what that means. It means path, but it means the place of my killing. It meant something totally different. And many of you feel like you're on an island. You feel like you're by yourself. You feel excluded. You feel like I ain't got no friends no more. Everybody I thought was my friends, I found out weren't. So I can't feel bad, but I'm like, God, when am I going to get some friends? When am I going to get some support? And God said, you may not ever get it. Because what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to give you some friends in the spirit. I'm trying to be your friend in the spirit. And if you allow me to be your friend, then everybody else will come around and start supporting what I'm doing in you and through you. But I'm not giving you people just so you can be familiar, so they can stunt the growth of your anointing. I am giving you power so that you can step up and be who I've called you to be. So let's come back for clip two. I feel God talking. He's talking. Let's come right back, all right?